Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal setting the controversial historical dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women, euphemistically known as comfort women during World War II. Jeff Kingston, an American studies expert at Temple University in Tokyo, speaks with VOA.
Leaders in both countries have seized the initiative and they've cut a deal that they think they can live with. And so the Japanese government has agreed to pony up a little over $8 million, and this will be distributed to the 46 surviving comfort women. Some of the details, however, remain rather vague. And so, you know, Prime Minister Abe is going to issue a heartfelt apology. But over the past 20 years or so, when they've argued about this issue, Seoul has always insisted that the Japanese government acknowledge state responsibility, legal responsibility, rather than just moral responsibility. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with the Korean public.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye said until recently, as she's refused to meet with Mr. Abe until he offered what she called a sincere apology. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi. After months of preparation, Iraqi forces pushed into the center of the city last week. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a Sunday attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers and wounded two others. That attack on a military convoy occurred as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Bandera, that's near the Somali border. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport today, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The French news agency reports a Taliban spokesman says the militants were responsible for that attack on a foreign forces convoy. The attack came one day after Pakistani Army Chief Rahil Sharif visited Kabul to prepare for a fresh round of peace talks with the Taliban. China's parliament has passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information, including encryption keys that turn digital data into unreadable code. The official Xinhua news agency said the legislation was passed unanimously Sunday by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. The report said the law was intended to address terrorism at home and help maintain global world security. The European Union is strongly protesting a newly proposed Israeli law that would require nonprofit groups to disclose foreign sources of funding. Most of those NGOs are highly critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's treatment of the Palestinians and of Jewish settlement activities in Palestinian areas. Supporters of the law say foreign governments and the European Union are meddling in Israel's internal affairs and trying to change Israeli policies from within. Violent weekend storms here in the United States battered large portions of the south and the central part of the country, with tornadoes killing at least 11 people in Texas alone, as other areas of the country brace for potentially crippling winter weather. One of the several tornadoes that struck near Garland, Texas. That's not far from Dallas. Pedro Barano is a Garland police lieutenant.
It's been confirmed that last night at approximately 6:45 p.m., a tornado struck the southeast part of Garland in the area of I-30 and the George Bush Turnpike. A number of homes, apartments, businesses, as well as vehicles were struck and damaged from this tornado. We have confirmed 8 fatalities here in the Garland area from this storm.
Scientists have linked the extreme weather to warming El Nino currents in Pacific waters. In South America, emergency officials say as many as 150,000 people in border areas of Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, and Argentina have fled their homes because of severe flooding from El Nino, and parts of Britain have also been hit by heavy flooding as well. Thousands of people in northern England have been evacuated from their homes, and more rain is expected. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.